Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Tomlin's first news conference of the year is in the books. And it was a barn burner. I had to laugh when he opened the Jets offense by saying, I got to start first with their running game. He wasn't going to start with the quarterback. Nobody else would either, I don't think. Brian Batko joins us via the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, and also on our YouTube channel, which is growing, it really is, exponentially. And you should go to YouTube and find us. You can also find us through our own website, and it'll link you up. You can subscribe. It don't cost anything. Don't cost nothing, as they say, Brian. How are you today? Good?
Yeah, I'm doing well, Joe. I'm wearing this Duke hat in honor of UNC's ridiculous defeat last night at the hands of TCU, just to rub it in even more for the Tar Heels.
That was fun to watch. The story of the day, Brian, is Cam Hayward. And we're going to play for you Cam's own podcast. He's not talking to you guys. He can't be found in the locker room these days to talk about his situation, which I guess we kind of thought was quietly resolved or something, that there wouldn't be much more drama. Well, there's drama. Adam Schefter said there would be just last week or this past week, yesterday on the McAfee show. He said, this isn't done. Let's see if he shows up Wednesday. I didn't think too much of that. But then Cam's own podcast dropped today. Limits, why don't you take Brian Batko and our listeners through this?
This is the Not Just Football podcast here. So first, the co-host Hayden Walsh asked if there is anything going on with the contract right now.
Any other news we want to report on? Anything about you going on? Everything good with you?
Nope.
Before I move to college football?
Nothing to talk about.
And about 20 minutes later, so Brian, maybe half an hour later, it gets brought up again by Hayden Walsh, and Hayward says this.
Right, anything else we need to know before this game Sunday? I guess the main question too, will Cam Hayward be out there?
We'll see.
We'll see, Brian. We'll see is the best the team captain can do today on whether he's going to show up and play in the first game of the season. Now, Tomlin was asked about it, and I believe he said Cam is chomping at the bit. Those two quotes don't go together, as you'll hear right now.
I'm sure he's chopping at the bit.
We'll see.
Brian, your take. What is happening here?
First of all, wonderful production by City Limits there on a quick turnaround from Tomlin, because I thought the same thing. Cam very much made it a point to not be chomping or champing at the bit on that one. The nope, when asked about any updates, was like, sounded like when my wife is in a bad mood and mad at me. Nope, nothing, exactly. Nothing new. Okay, so obviously he wasn't mad at his co-host, but he was mad at the situation is what I'm inferring there. So, yeah, I mean, this is kind of how these things always go, right? The player, it wouldn't be a leverage or negotiation tactic if you didn't sort of bluff all the way up until you can't bluff anymore, right? So I think that's the we'll see aspect of this. But if you just say, yeah, I'll be out there, then you lose all ground that you had to stand
but on. He's been out there. That's why the story died down. The twist on this is that he ended his hold in and he's been out there, and now there's a big mystery going into tomorrow.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you're like me, Joe, and Limits might be like us too. We have so much useless crap floating around our brains that I can't remember what I did yesterday, let alone last week. But I feel like when you asked me about it, I said I wasn't making any predictions one way or the other on what this meant, that Cam was back in pads and if the hold-in is over. Because I just said he's been too sort of random and unpredictable through this thing all along. I mean, it was the timing was weird from the beginning of when it got leaked to Schefter, who clearly is the preferred vessel of the Hayward representation in this whole deal. So at least in trying to get the message out to the public, for whatever that means. But yeah, I didn't necessarily take it as, okay, this just quietly died. If anything, he was positioning himself in a different way. Again, I don't necessarily know the meaning of it, because he doesn't have any desire to to talk with us after practice. I mean, we can find him, we can get in touch with him. We can't make him talk and say stuff. So yeah, I don't know what to make of it other than I'm pretty sure he's going to be out there week one. He just, if he says that, he loses any leverage if he had any to begin with. And Tomlin's always the guy who kind of plays good cop in these situations and, you know, waves it away as nothing to see here. Everything's fine. I'm sure, I'm confident. He's a confident person in general, Joe.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I did hear that. I thought that, that our colleague, you can read Brian Bacco's stuff at postgazette.com. I thought Jerry's initial question, the first question in the news conference, was phrased in such a way that Tomlin could have taken it as, will Cam be physically ready to play? It wasn't couched in, listen, things have seemingly reached ahead here. Cam says, we'll see about him playing. It wasn't asked that way. So later on, Tomlin was asked about Cam's mental state, and he said, you'll have to ask him about that. So I guess here's my next question, Brian.
Well, it's a good little runaround, is it, that everybody can do this thing where you ask other people about Cam, and they say, go ask Cam, and then Cam is not available to be asked, so then you ask someone about him,
right,
and they say, well, I can't speak for Cam, and then, you know, it's kind of just this endless loop.
Who's on first? Yes, exactly. From Cam and his from Cam. Let's try to get inside Cam's head, heart, and mind here.
Okay.
I couched this earlier as now I think he's put himself in a position because he said, I can't justify or I'm having a hard time justifying playing on this salary. Is he going to follow through on that if he doesn't get any type of sweetener here? Is he going to have the conviction to follow through? And I'm weighing that against the desire to be liked, to be admired, to be revered by the fan base. In other words, what am I going to do to my reputation if I follow through on my convictions here? That's how I see Cam's dilemma. Do you agree? Do you see it that way?
Yeah, and I think we've been having that discussion since this all first broke in about a month ago, because even letting that leak out there damaged, at least temporarily, I think how a lot of Steelers fans feel about him. And the best case scenario here is for everybody is that they hammer something out, they come to that agreement, and you know, next time Cam addresses it, it's, yeah, I always wanted to be here, of course, but business is business. You have to do and say certain things. That's just how the game goes. And you know, everybody sings Kumbaya at the end of the day, and he goes out and sacks Justin Fields and it bats a pass or two and the Steelers beat the Jets and it's onward and upward. That's the best case scenario. But again, that's still a big if of whether they do find some common ground, and they tend to. And I think Cam, if I'm just reading between the lines and like you said, trying to get in his head, I'm thinking he probably thought it would be easy and simple to do this, whereas the Steelers either disagree or they just don't want to make it look like they're acquiescing to any player. But I think, again, and I've said this on the show too, Joe, is it gets done. The Steelers can say from their side, this isn't just any player. This is Cam Hayward, Walter Payton, man of the year, longest tenured Steeler, homegrown Steeler. So no, we won't do this for everybody, but we did this for him.
Well, it's getting awfully late. So
yeah,
your educated guess is that it will work out. How? That they give him a little sweetener? Some people talking about $5-6 million. Might it just be a couple million? Or will they say, no, you're not getting anything, and force Cam's hand here? Call his bluff, I guess, is the better phrase. How does this play out?
I don't think they'll call his bluff. I don't think they'll draw a line in the sand here. I think they'll give him a little bit more, further justify, you know, playing on that deal, which is, of course, team friendly. But, you know, from a GM's perspective, which, you know, we'll try to get in Omar Khan's psyche here, too. The whole point of doing his job is to get team friendly deals and to be forward thinking and have the foresight to say, OK, this is going to work out great for us if this dude bounces back and overcomes that injury ridden season and balls out. Now we're in really good shape here. And from Cam's standpoint, I really can't see him missing a game. So that kind of wipes away that leverage. But Chris Jones did it a few years ago with the Chiefs. That would be the Cam blueprint.
Yeah.
If there was one, I suppose. So yeah, it still continues to be an interesting drama filled storyline here. And the last thing I'll say, and I've written this in my mailbag too at the PG, is I think the one thing you got to remember about Cam is he is a perpetually aggrieved, chip on his shoulder type of guy, and that's who you want on the field. But he doesn't necessarily just turn that switch off when it comes down to these negotiations. He still feels like, I'm worth more than this, pay me.
Let's continue the conversation next. We'll get to Jaylen Warren's situation as well and Tomlin's quote on him. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Brian Bacco on The Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And it's cloudy today with a high of Broderick Jones, 77. Great weather for Bob to golf later today. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Brian Bacco, The Post-Gazette.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.